This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. So today we're going to be talking about the power of purchasing real estate.
Bringing it back to the basics, yes, right? So we're going to be talking about, you know, why you should be looking at purchasing rental real estate. You know, why is real estate a good avenue, especially during all of the crazy economic times that we're going through as we record this. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, right now, inflation is rampant. Interest rates keep climbing. The Fed seems adamant on and keep increasing and raising rates. So, and then, you know, you hear all these reports and the news
the
and
negativities,
the
negativities, sure.
The headlines. Mm-hmm. And still, we've talked about this on the podcast. Just be careful with the headlines that you read, because if you really read some of those articles, it's not accurate with what the headline.
Right.
If you read just the headline alone, and you think like the whole world's crashing and real estate's like 2008, but it's not. And so, you know, you really got to read the article and really see to get to the facts of what they're quoting or what. And it's usually percentages, and they're usually talking about, you know, changes in percentages and stuff like that. But anyways, look at those and really dive into really what the true article is about. But and sometimes it's not even anything about the headline at all, but that's the way news works today. So, but about when all that's happening and all that's going on, you know, we wanted to get back into just talking about why should you consider real estate as an investment vehicle. And when you look at the other options you have out there, you know, whether it's stocks, bonds, lending, you know, there's a lot of ways you can
invest. Crypto now.
Crypto, yes. Joni and I had a lunch last month with a crypto expert. And so we got the full...
crash course within an hour.
Yeah. And I still don't understand, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I got the basics. I got the fundamentals. I was asking that guy, because this guy's heavily invested, like millions in crypto.
We're like, do you have to carry a chip with you all the time?
where's your little thing? He's like, he never leaves it. And so it's like whenever he gets hit by a bus or ran over.
And that's why I invest in real estate. It's secure.
It's recorded in the public records. In all honesty, crypto can be very good. And he showed us why. And there's different avenues. Why we like real estate so much and why we want to get back into talking about it, you know, is because even though all of that's going on, I think you need to look into investing in hard assets that are going to give you a dividend or cash flow. That's where you should be looking right now. And even because the stock market's, you know, still taking a beating. Yes, even though you hear all these reports about rising interest rates and values declining in certain markets, you can still find very good deals.
Absolutely.
And properties that can cash flow. And so, you know, in our company today, we're still, I was doing the numbers of the reports this morning and, you know, we're still contracting and stuff. We're still selling product. Buyers are getting very good cash flowing properties. I don't know where I heard this from. It was maybe on a podcast, but I thought it was a good analysis because he talked about, you know, the last 2 years when interest rates got down to 2.5%, you know, he was talking about that compared to where they are today.
Right.
And he was like, you know, you got to look at it kind of like a bargain, store, like, Amazon Prime Day, you know, that was that period of 6 months where interest rates were under 3%. That was like,
we were spoiled.
Yeah, spoiled. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there was like a
absolutely
department
spoiled
store doing a 25% or not even 75% sale, you know, that day. And you had to take advantage of that day to buy.
Right.
And if you missed it, you missed it. And so it's not that the clothes are not, there's not value at the current price that they're at, or it's just, if you took advantage of it that day, you won. And so like, that's how we got to look at this is like, hey, people that took advantage of it, great, but it was a bargain sale that for those 6 months. And if you took advantage, great, but it's still a great time to look into buying real estate. And so, you know, what we're seeing, you know,
I want to make a point too. So like Bitcoin, even like selling as well, right? I get almost daily, I have investors that that we manage for, and they're like, hey, like, I want to put my property on the market. I want to sell it. I want to get out. And they haven't even owned it like a year, right? Mm. It's like, why do you want to sell now?
So quickly. Yeah. So the big question there is, why do you ever want to sell?
Yeah.
So like, if you don't have to, why you want to exit a real mm-hmm. estate? And I've never, and yes, people say, well, because I'm timing the market, or I'm trying to, you know, sell high at the top and then buy at the bottom again. And that, yes, people that time it perfectly, does anybody ever time it perfectly? It never happens.
It never does. Yeah.
And rather than trying to time the market, you got to look at, it's more timing for yourself. And mm-hmm. that's where you've had some great conversations with people.
Right.
Saying like, okay, well, where are you going to put the money? Where are you going to invest it? If you sell it today.
And that's the biggest question that I ask them is like, do you know where you're going to put this money, right?
Yeah. Are you going to 1031 into something?
Because then you'll still have to find a property to 1031 it into.
Or taxes if mm-hmm. you don't. And so like, okay, you're going to pay major taxes. And then where are you going to put that you're going to get the same return that you're currently getting? Yeah. Especially if they bought it, you know, at a good price.
Well, the crazy thing too is that if it's already tenant occupied, the tenant's in there paying down your mortgage, it's cash flowing, you know, you're getting all the benefits.
Yeah.
There's no point in moving out the tenant.
You've already paid the cost to acquire it,
right,
and everything else, so why sell?
Yeah, because it may not sell.
Yeah.
Then
or,
what?
Or what you have a heart-to-heart conversation with a lot of clients is that, like, also, like, if they give notice to the tenants are having trouble finding new properties.
We've had more holdovers than we've ever had before, right? Where tenants just don't move out not because they don't want to, because they don't have another place to go.
Correct. So, you know, Joni and I, when we look back to it, you know, because we've been in this game now for 23 years, when we look back at the last market cycle, which had a mm-hmm. major impact, we were very fortunate to be in Texas, where we really didn't experience a decline like some markets did. But we look back at that time period, and Joni and I, you know, we had acquired some properties mm-hmm. that I'm going to be doing a presentation next month. Mm-hmm. And this is what my topic's about is, like, you know, and I'm highlighting properties that we bought in 2010, where we, you know, we had paid too much for the properties. We had overspent on our budgets. So we probably had more in the properties mm-hmm. than what they were worth at the time.
Right.
So we chose to refinance them and hold them. And
that was the best decision. We kept those, 10 years?
It was like we kept, so I did the numbers on, we kept them 5 years.
5 years.
And they doubled in value, all of them. They allowed us to buy this, our mm-hmm. office building here. They allowed us to buy another company in Albuquerque. When we sold those, that's what we rolled the money into. But if we would have held those, I looked at what we would have held them to 2022, mm-hmm. They would have had four times the amount that we were in them for. So they would have increased, they would have, how do you say that? So they would have 4x the price that we paid for the home. So, I mean, it was, so it shows you, like, timing, you know, the beautiful part about real estate is time cures all. Mm-hmm.
And the only regret that I ever have is, or that we had ever had, is not purchasing and holding more.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. And all those times.
And I think a fear holds a lot of people back, because I remember at that time I was 7 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just about to have our first child, and the market, you know, crashed, and like, now what? Like, I'm going to be a landlord, right? Yeah. I was making my money off flips. Yeah. Like, how was I going to make my money now, right? And so I think fear holds a lot of people back. But
correct. Yeah, and it was that time too. We were, the properties that we were purchasing and selling as a turnkey, that's when we pivoted mm-hmm. into turnkey.
Best decision we ever made.
But we were buying properties for, like, you know,
30,000.
30 to 40,000. And we were nervous. Mm-hmm. And we were like, and because we were placing tenants in all these properties and, like, going to sell them.
We can't sell them.
Yeah. So we're going to have all these rentals. What are we going to do? Can you imagine if we would have held, if say we didn't sell any of them, can you imagine where we would be today? Because they were worth, the ones we were buying for 30, 40 today are worth
250,
mm-hmm. 260.
Yeah.
So, I mean, imagine if we would have held them all. But, And we don't have regrets, even those ones that we sold in 2015, though they doubled in value, we were excited at what we sold them for. And then now, they've tripled or four times mm-hmm. what they are today. You know, so don't get caught up in a lot of the hype about So now I use those because people get so caught up in like, oh, I shouldn't buy now because I'm buying at the top of the market, or my cash flow isn't that great because the interest rates have risen. Right. Just think about what you're saying, because what else are you going to invest in right now? What else are you going to put your money? So, you know, you can't, the stock market's not doing well, and you can time that, I guess, or try to predict that.
And prices aren't going to come down either.
Correct. And what we're seeing in all the markets we're in, at the price points that we buy and sell at, prices aren't declining. Mm-hmm. If anything, they're rising. They're just not rising at the same pace as what they've risen the last several years, but they're rising. And they're on our historical trend that, like Houston, like 4 to 5%. And that's kind of the appreciation that we've always seen historically. And so we're still seeing that same trends. And so I think too much people get caught up in the hype and trying to time things rather than what's the fundamentals about rental real estate. Yeah. So let's get into some of those. Like, why should people be looking at real estate now, even though the market, people say it's the top of the market. So can you get into some, like, what's one of the first things why people should consider buying rental real estate?
Well, borrowing, right? You can borrow 75% to 80%.
Of what the home's worth. Right. Correct. Yeah. So what other asset can you go get a loan and put down 25% and the bank's going to lend you the other 75%? So I don't know too many investment vehicles that offer that. And yes, interest rates are high. It's getting more expensive to borrow, which is cutting into cash flow. But even if you just make a little bit of cash flow, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but because there's all these other intrinsic values that you're getting from real estate. So why? And I love one of our preferred lenders that we use a lot, Graham Parnum, mentions, and he posts this all the time on LinkedIn, is don't date the rate, not the property.
Not the property. Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
Like, so don't get caught up in the rate. It's not like you're marrying the rate, because that's a temporary thing.
Exactly.
Because even, when we bought our very first home, we bought, it was 8%. And that was like an incredible rate at that time. It was, 22? We were 19 years old. And we didn't keep that rate because rates dropped.
Exactly.
And rates went down to like 6, so we refinanced.
Exactly.
So we're dating the rate because in the future, in a couple of years, if the Fed overcorrects next year and then all of a sudden they start having to fix because they put the economy in layoffs and put the economy into a true recession, then they're probably going to end up pulling it back and you're going to see rates drop again. So you can always refinance at some point in the future.
And the property is rented, right? It's performing. There's a tenant in place. It's paying down the mortgage. So why not?
Correct. So that's the second reason why, is because you have somebody in there paying down the loan that you borrowed against the property. So without you doing anything, you're already building equity just by keeping it rented and keeping it performing.
And cash flow.
Yeah. Right. So these are another good reason why to invest in real estate. Cash flow, right? They all cash flow.
Right. And I kind of like to use your parents as an example, because when they purchased, their 7 investment properties when they retired, right? And they took all the cash flow from the 7 properties and they would pay down one at a time, right? And I don't know how long did it take for them to actually pay off?
Yeah.
About 5 years maybe.
Yeah. And they're a great example because they put the 25% down. At that time, I think they got, because at that time the rates were at like 6.5 or something, so they got 6.5% interest rates. They didn't take it. The cash flow they just reapplied towards paying down their properties more aggressively, snowballed their debt, and then within 3 to 4 years they paid off the first one. Then it was like another 2 years to pay off the next one. And then they sold one to pay off two.
Right.
But it just increased. And so and they're funny because they'll complain like, well, I haven't seen anything from these investments. And it's like, and we get that a lot from clients, right? They're like, you get calls from clients, I haven't made anything all year. I haven't seen a dime all year. Well, hold on. So what did it appreciate this year? Oh, it went up 15%. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you have $1 million and it goes up 15%. You just made 150 grand. And then, how much has your tenants paid down your mortgage this year? Oh, maybe like 10,000
or whatever
the value, the total. Okay, well then, And then what did you get on your depreciation and taxes because of the real estate you own? And did you accelerate the depreciation and get a big, you know, off your yeah. earned income? Yeah. But I haven't seen anything. Well, no, you can't. Look at the whole investment as a total.
Yeah, and that's why I think, like, that's the number one reason why I feel you need to have a good property management company mm-hmm. behind you, right? Like, almost like the Charles Schwab approach to real estate investing. We sit there with our clients and go over this, like, look, this is what you're making. Like, we have the wealth optimizer that you can pretty much put your properties side by side and say which ones are performing, mm-hmm. right? Because most can't see it.
Yeah, and we're... if you're a client and listening, you know, we're going to be rolling more of those out with you on your one-on-one quarterly meetings, talking about like putting your properties mm-hmm. in the wealth optimizer and really analyzing them, because you can see trends. And especially if you're looking to sell or should I sell now, we can run it and see, okay, well, this is what's going to happen over the next
right.
5 years.
It just allows you to make better decisions, right? Like, is now the time to, because you got to ask yourself, is now the time to sell it?
Yeah.
Well, then it will tell you.
Yeah. We're not saying never sell. Like, I mean, Joni and I have sold to buy businesses. We've sold to buy move up into a commercial building or, you know, and there's people that sell and then move up into multifamily. Mm-hmm. And there's different seasons for everybody, but that's, you got to have a purpose behind the sale, not just because you read an article and it said, you know, we're at the top of the market. Okay, well then ride to the next market. Because mm-hmm. If we would have rode to the next market cycle instead of selling in 2015, we would have tripled our money.
I would have been okay with that.
And if Joni and I would have held everything that we possibly could have bought in 2010,
I would have been okay with that.
We would not be here. You would but not be listening
Where
to us
be?
On a yacht or somewhere. I don't know. Maybe recording this from a beach, but... because we sold too early. But no, in retrospect, if you don't have anything to move it into.
Exactly.
Mind,
point there.
So, and then, I think one of the other last ones that we didn't talk about too is you can insure mm-hmm. your real estate.
Yeah.
So like what other assets can you borrow against it to leverage it? Because mm-hmm. like, think about it. If you're going to put $100,000 in the stock market, well, if I took that same, I'm just going to use number six. I know it's hard to find a property for $100,000, but let's just say, and you put down 20% on a single family home, you could buy 5 properties with that same $100,000. So now you have $500,000 in assets for that same $100,000 you're going to put in. And so imagine what the cash mm-hmm. flow, the return on that, the appreciation, the depreciation on those 5 properties.
Where else could you get that?
How are you going to do that? And then they're all insured. Mm-hmm. So if there's a natural disaster, you know, there's you get repaid back. We've done extremely well on mm-hmm. fires or hurricane damage.
I remember when we first moved to Texas, what hurricane was it? Ike.
Yeah.
Tree fell on our roof, right? And we're like, oh shoot, we needed that roof.
We needed a new roof. I mean, it was a little. We were nervous because if you've never seen a tree fall like smack in the middle of a house, it's a little nerve wracking.
But you had insurance
and it paid for it.
Covered it.
I don't know how many, my dad's property, he has had one property that we have rebuilt like 3 or 4 times. He doesn't own it anymore, but every time he made money on the insurance because it just kept paying for itself on the insurance with the fires that they've had and the crazy things, bad luck. The other thing is,
Tax advantages.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. tax advantages, just the depreciation. And if you accelerated that depreciation over the last several years, you've gotten huge tax savings. You got to understand, like, majority of the people that are making these policies in government own real estate. Mm-hmm. That's why real estate has such advantages it does, is because the people that are making these decisions and making mm-hmm. these, putting these things into law they're benefiting themselves,
right.
and they all own real estate. They've all made mm-hmm. a lot of wealth through real estate, so it's going to keep being a vehicle that's going to be used to build wealth.
Yeah,
and so there's
absolutely.
Always going to be these advantages. So we're just getting back to the basics. So starting off with, okay, now we've hopefully sold you on why you should keep buying rental real estate. What should you do next, Joni? So what market should they look in? What are some steps?
Well, I think, you look for the growth in the economy, right?
Yeah.
Like population growth, you know, jobs, all of that. That's one key reason why people like to invest in Houston.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to look at areas or markets where there's a strong economy, and you look at the industries that are in those markets as well. Like, are they going to keep thriving over the next several years? Are they growing? Are they attracting new businesses? Are people moving there for either jobs or low cost of living? Mm-hmm. You know, that go to play. And then also, you also got to look at also where people are moving because of weather.
Exactly.
You know, people are getting out of the colder because of whatever you want to say, global warming, whatever's happening. It's getting the winters are getting more severe.
Exactly.
And so people are, and then there's the whole, you know, baby boomer generation that are retiring and they're tired of the cold. So everybody's, it's moving south.
Yes.
So we still are really bullish on the southern markets.
And I mean, we hear this all the time. You invest where it makes sense, right? It doesn't have to be in your backyard, right? Where I think a lot of people think, oh, I have to invest, you know, in my neighborhood, right? Because I have to keep an eye on my property, right? Because they want to be involved with it. Like, take that out of your head. Like, you don't have to invest in your market. You invest where it makes sense, and you hire a property management company that knows what they're doing so they can properly manage it for you.
So how do they find, can you give us some advice and what they should look for when they're, because that's the next step is finding somebody to really, your boots on the ground that's going to manage this property, because that's where you're going to see the real performance in this.
So number one, I think you need to interview property management companies, right, to see what's out there. And at the end of the day, you want somebody that is aligned with your goals, right? Like, what I mean, is this an investment property for you? You're not a forced landlord, right? And so you want somebody that understands investment properties. Like, we invest in real estate ourselves, so we know what it takes to, you know, return on investment and making sure that we're maximizing that, right? Where other property management companies that maybe where they're real estate agents before, or, you know, they don't have rental property themselves, they can't really advise you on that.
Or a tech company that.
Exactly. There's a lot of those out there, flat fee tech companies, right? So I think that's the biggest thing is interviewing them, making sure that they're aligned with your goals. You know, what do they offer? You know, like we have the wealth optimizer, like we talked about, you know, so we can really have those conversations with our owners and helping them to make the best decisions ultimately for their property.
Awesome. Any other word of advice for property management?
I think that also, I think a lot of times that, you know, if this is your first investment property, you think that, oh, let me try to self-manage it myself. And I think a lot of people look at property management as an afterthought. Until something goes wrong, they don't look for a property management company, right? And so I just want one piece of advice is, like, do it early on. Because once you get somebody in there, and I see it all the time where they don't have the systems or processes in place to make an educated decision on placing that tenant in the property, and then they place a wrong tenant in there, and then you have to hire a property management company to get them out of there. We just went through this situation where I had an investor that came to me, and he placed the tenant in the property, came to me and said, hey, Joni, like, this tenant hasn't paid me rent. You know, they just moved in there and haven't paid rent, right? So now I have to go through the whole eviction process. This was the middle of COVID. They were there for 2 years, right? Wow. And so this investor didn't make any money. Like, I mean, he probably has the worst taste in his mouth and will probably never, ever purchase a property again.
Correct.
So, you know, don't look at it as an afterthought. Like, hey, this is the budget. It's pennies compared to what you'll lose in the long run.
Correct. So, I mean, just again, getting back to the basics. So finding a good market, finding a good person or team member to work with in that market. And a lot of times they can advise you on where to find property. They can, a good property management company can either source you property for you. They can, if you work, maybe they can advise you on a realtor or somebody to work with within their company. And then they can be like that advisor for you. They should be, you know, where they can say, hey, here's what this will rent for. Yeah, that's a hot area. No, I'd stay away from there. We've had a lot of trouble,
right.
You know.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
But it's developing your team, and we'll put in the show notes.
And treating it like a business.
Yeah, we have one of our podcasts, we talked about building your real estate teams, and so we'll go back and highlight that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
No, it's good, and I hope people got value out of this, and I think we wanted to come back into circling back into, you know, let's get back to the basics of why real estate is a good vehicle still, why you should continue to keep buying even during these times, and why we're still bullish on real estate. So any other last words of advice?
This was a great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, everyone.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.